Chris's chapter 2, Mishnah 3. Chamisha mevin korban echad al averas harbe. Five different people bring one sacrifice, even if they've done many different sins. We'll see what this means now. Vechamisha mevin korban ola v'yored. And five bring a korban ola v'yored, means the sacrifice where what the sacrifice was depended on the wealth of the individual. So if the individual was wealthy, they brought a more expensive sacrifice, an animal. If the individual was poor, they would bring a cheaper sacrifice, a bird or even a mincha, flower offering. So says the Mishnah, Ela mevin korban echad al averas harbe. These are the people that bring one korban, even if they've done many sins. Habo'al hashivcha bias harbe. Someone who has relations with a bond woman designated by her master to be the wife of someone else. And this guy has relations with her, but he has relations with her many times, says the Mishnah. So he would only bring one offering. He doesn't have to bring, it's a guilt offering. He doesn't have to bring an offering for each act. Rather, he brings one offering to cover all of his sins. V'nazir shenitmat tumas harbe, a nazir that has become tame many times, he would also only bring one offering. So when the nazir becomes impure, so what he's got to do is he's got to go through a purification process. And the purification process is that he's got to go through 7 days, and after the 7 days, he cuts his hair. And then on the eighth day, he would, at the end of the 7 days, he would bring his korban. And says the Kotev, he became Tameh again before bringing that korban, so he wouldn't have to bring more than one korban, more than one sacrifice for each time that he became Tameh, but rather when he went through his purification process again for the second time, at the end of that he would only have to bring one korban for both times that he became Tameh. Carries on the Mishnah. If a man warns his wife not to be secluded with many men, this is the case of a soita, where a man warns his wife not to be secluded with someone else, and then if she is secluded with him again, so in order to prove her innocence, she has to come and go through the procedure that we've dealt with before, and go through the procedure. But one of the parts of that procedure was an offering that had to be brought, an offering of barley. And says the Mishnah, even if he warned his wife against many men, so she only brings one korban. If she's going through the procedure once for all the men, so she only brings one korban. Next case, so Metzora shenis naga negayim harbe. If a Metzora contracted saras several times, his skin afflictions, he got skin afflictions several times, and the skin affliction that he got before he managed to purify himself, then he would only have to bring one korban, says the Mishnah. And now the way Metzora purified himself was, first of all, on the first day he would bring birds, two bird offerings, and then he would go through a purification process. He would actually shave then, and he would go through a purification process 7 days, and then on the eighth day, on the seventh day, sorry, he would again immerse in the mikveh and shave all his hair off, and then the eighth day he would bring three offerings, an asham, a chattas, and an oila offering. So what happens if he saw an affliction, a skin affliction again, before he managed to bring these offerings? So says the Mishnah, he would only bring one set of offerings. He had to start the process again. Before he brought the offerings, he saw another affliction. He starts the process again, and at the end of the second cleansing process, he brings one set of sacrifices, says the Mishnah. And Havi Tziporav Venisnaga. And if he brings his two bird offerings, the two bird offerings that he brought at the beginning, Lo Alu Lo, they do not count for him, Ad Sheavia Es Chatasoi, until he brings the Chatas offering. Now, the Gemara interprets this to mean that there's halacha by the Metzora that if he was a rich person, he would bring different animals to if he was a poor person. But the time that we judge whether he's rich or poor is at the time that he brings the last animals, not at the time that he brings the birds. So if when he brings the birds, he's poor, but then by the time he comes to bringing his animals 7 or 8 days later, he's rich. So he has to bring the animals of a rich person, and vice versa also applies. So what the Mishnah is saying now is, even if he has multiple incidences of skin affliction, then it doesn't matter how far away he is from the first two birds. The first two birds don't count for him. It will always count for him at the time he brings his chatas offering. That's when we assess whether he is rich or poor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Ad Shevia es Ashamo. He says, not the chatas offering, until when he brings the Asham offering. At the time that he brings the Asham offering, that will be the time that that we assess if he is rich or poor.